wood, old wood.
Did you ever hear him call it kerosene, coal oil, anything like that?
Well, a lot of people call that kerosene, call it coal oil. But most of them call it kerosene oil. Burn it in the lamps.
Remember on the old cars, what would they have inside the tire there? You'd have the inner
tube.
Yeah, inside. Mm. I guess most of the cars now, the tires don't
have the tubeless, they call them. You've seen them old-fashioned lamps, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got one in there.
Just got to put the kerosene in there?
Yeah.
Did you ever see them talking about lamps? Have you ever seen them make a lamp that maybe just take a bottle, the kind of a makeshift lamp, put some rags and wick and some kerosene and light that?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them do that way back. I just can't remember that, though.
Did they ever have any name for that, or you remember?
I don't remember.
Ever hear them talk of a flambeau or anything like that?
I don't believe that. Have you ever seen lanterns?
Kind of the things you'd hold up like that, yeah. Kind of?
Just a minute, let me go get one.
Okay.
Who's that? That's where you put your kerosene in?
Uh-huh, yes. Always see you possum finding that look. That's an interesting contraption there.
Huh?
That's an interesting thing there.
A lot of times now, you know, the electricity sometimes will go off in the night. Maybe you have to get up something or other. You have to have something or other, lamp, you know.
That's it.
We got flashlights too, and we got lamps in there. So we can't cook breakfast without it. Then we got to wait till electricity comes on and cook breakfast.
Huh? Probable. You
call
that name, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where it is. That's where this is. It's Fairfield Glade.
Uh-huh.
Right that crossbow.
That's right. That's a kind of a little, just a few
that's
miles.
That's insane, fool.
50 miles?
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I believe it is. That's about 50 miles west of Knoxville. Of the crossbow.
That's the same boy, ain't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Talking about stuff that you'd use around on the farm, if you wanted to move something real heavy like a couple of sacks of feed, did you ever have a contraption that had two handles and one wheel that you put in that?
Wheel bar.
Yeah.
I've got one of them.
We got one big ass wheel.
Did it ever?
We're going to move that straw out there with it. I think we're
going to
move that stuff and got wrecked up out there
with
it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one of those that had two wheels on the front instead of just one? Did they ever?
Yeah.
Did they have a different name for it, or did they just call it the wheelbarrow too?
I believe they called them a push. Well, and we called them the same wheelbarrow. I believe I'm right. I might be wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And talking about...
You've seen them wheelbarrows, haven't you?
I think so.
I got one sitting on the shed there.
Talking about your parents and things, when the men were coming up, when you were coming up, the men's suit, what were the parts of the men's three-part suit would they have? In other words, what all would they have for when they were dressed up with the suit? Would they have?
Well, they just have the coat, the pants, and then the different shirt, white shirts. Most of them wore white shirts with the suit and pants.
Did they ever have anything in under the coat they'd wear and button up, you know? Or
vest,
like? Yeah, they had shirts, you know, white
shirts.
No,
they didn't have vests, did they?
Huh?
Did they have vests, you know?
Yeah, some of them did, that's right. Vests, you know, a lot of them did.
Yeah, they. I guess they're kind of coming back in style.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
They were wearing them. I know Dick wears them a lot now. But they was going out